This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now of Orange and Blue 760 and Broncos.com is Andrew Mason to talk a little bit more about that and the Denver Broncos as a whole. Andrew, appreciate the time.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fantastic, man. First off, ask how an old NFC North guy, Vic Fangio, is starting to settle into his new role as the head coach of the Denver Broncos.
Well, so far, so good. I mean, he's got a corner wanted in Kareem Jackson, one of the Broncos' first steps. He's looking for guys.
Yeah, dude, your phone's Andrew, your phone's breaking up pretty bad, man.
All right, hang on. Let me find it.
There you go.
Yeah, you sound good. Now go ahead.
There he goes. Now he sounds real good. This is that Rocky Mountain air.
I had to get to a window here, and it's actually kind of a weird day. We are under a blizzard warning out here right now.
Oh, my. Blizzard warning.
Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, so it was a little bit of a rough drive to and from the studio today, but for the radio show. But, yeah, Kareem Jackson, you know, sound player, can be corner, can be safety. They're looking at him as a corner more so, but looks like he's going to fit what Vic Fangio wants to do. They really like Juwan James, the right tackle. They picked up from Miami. He actually has a Colorado connection. His wife, he just married her last month, is actually from here, so they're excited about that. And then, of course, Joe Flacco finally became official in the last hour or so, and you know they feel like that's going to upgrade their quarterback position. You know, what they're hoping is that Joe Flacco can be like he was a few years ago rather than what he's been like the last couple of
years. Just throw to Emmanuel Sanders. He ain't got nothing to worry about.
Exactly, and
that's all he got to do.
Along really well, you know, he had the Achilles injury, but his rehab looks like he's ahead of schedule. They probably won't have him back until well into training camp, but it looks like he might be good to go for week one.
I got Billy Turner, guard, mm-hmm. tackle, kind of a he can do it all. I mean, it was a reason why the Packers targeted him. Can you mm-hmm. help us get more familiar with him?
Well, you just mentioned it with a guard and tackle. He's really versatile, can handle both right side spots pretty well, but also has the flexibility to work at left guard. He was able to make a pretty quick transition to the Broncos when he first came over a couple of years ago at midseason after the Dolphins let him go. A real industrious player, a real hard worker, and a persistent guy. You see it in the ability for him to kind of to step in and play reasonably well, even when he was coming in off the bench. And you know, in Miami, really struggled, actually got cut at midseason down there a couple of years back, and looked like his career was a bit on the ropes, but he did a good job getting into Denver, learning the scheme, getting back on track, and establishing himself as at least a solid rotational backup. Now what the Packers are, at that money, they're going to ask him to start. And that's kind of the big question. Can Billy Turner step up from a rotational backup, a swing guy, and become an every-down starter? Now, that being said, he's never worked with a quarterback behind him like Aaron Rodgers. So certainly that's going to help him out as well, a quarterback who can move around and make quick decisions. That's going to make Billy Turner look better.
And that was my question is, because we know that he was a backup guy. Can he actually be a starter in this league? I mean, you've seen him more than what we have, and right, Rodgers will make anybody look good, but the talent level, what kind of, I mean, because were you surprised that the Packers gave him that contract?
Not really, no, because the Broncos were talking about him, about bringing him back, and it wasn't at that number, but it was going to be at a pretty substantial number, certainly more so than he'd been making before, and they were looking at him as being a potential answer at right tackle and stepping in and being the starter, but he kind of wanted to explore his options, and I think what he got from Green Bay in the end, it's more than he would have gotten from Denver. I think he's on track to be able to step up and be an every-down player, certainly if he continues on the trajectory that he's been on in terms of the growth that he's had, not only with the Broncos, but even coming from out of North Dakota State in college. He should be ready for that role, but there's still going to be a question about it until he's actually in there. So it's a bit of a gamble.
How would you say he plays as far as, is he aggressive? Is he a nasty type player? Is he more cerebral? How would you describe his demeanor on the field?
There's a nasty streak to him that'll come out from time to time, but he's, to me, more of a smart, cerebral player, someone who's going to understand not only what he's doing, but what the entire offense is doing. Now, you can get him into a little bit of a street fight on the interior if he can do that, but I think his strengths are going to be more in kind of picking things up in the offense and the cerebral side.
And Andrew, final thing for you here, as we look at the Broncos as a whole, and the defense is going to be what probably is going to carry them out, that and Philip Lindsay, the emerging undrafted running back from a year ago. How far away do you believe they are from being able to win that AFC West away from Kansas City?
Well, I think that's probably a little bit much to ask right now. It's not because they won't improve. I think the Broncos can get a bit better, and they can probably wiggle their way into the wild card conversation if Joe Flacco can do better than he has the last 2 years. Now, the interesting thing with Flacco, going into this scheme, this is the same scheme that he, with Rich Scangarello, who comes from San Francisco as offense coordinator. This scheme is effectively what he ran in 2014 in Baltimore, the year that Gary Kubiak was their offensive coordinator, and that was the best season he's had in recent years. If he can get back to that in this scheme, it's a team that can push for the wild card. But I think with all the weapons that Kansas City has and the direction in which Patrick Mahomes is going, probably can't expect them to get the division. But I think wild card is something reachable, although, again, that's going to be affected by a tough schedule. Getting drawn against the NFC North with the Bears coming off the season they had, the Vikings should be better. We all know the Packers should be better. That is the kind of thing that might prevent them from getting a wild card, even if they're a better team.
Andrew, appreciate the time, man, and we'll talk before that Packers-Broncos game that comes up here in the 2019 season. Looking forward to it.
Can't wait. My wife's family is from Madison. I cannot wait for that. That game is circled on my schedule, and as you guys know, Lambeau's always awesome.
Yeah, no doubt, Andrew. When you're in town, let us know. Stop by, and we'll grab a Beauforting. We'll grab a cocktail or something.
That'd be great. Take care, guys.
Sounds good, Andrew. Appreciate the time on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hey, man, if Andrew Mason's in town, Beauforting Bill could take him out for one. I think we could figure that out.
Beauforting Bill.
Andrew Mason joins us on the Great Midwest
Big
Bank.
Beauforting Bill.
The Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Beauforting Bill.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.